It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us again today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 11. We're going to begin reading with verse 25. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. And please open your Bibles and prepare for the study, and I hope that you're able to read along with us. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and that's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That is parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either is just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles, prepare for the study. Let's begin reading now, Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Let's begin with prayer as we begin this wonderful study. Father, thank you today that we can come and be together and study your precious words. It's such a joy, Lord, to be able to open up your precious word and just fellowship over your word, over these verses of Scripture. I thank you for your guidance and leadership, and I just praise you and thank you, Father. And I ask that all this be to your honor and glory, that it'll help folks to grow in your word and be closer to you and walk with you, dear Lord. Also, Father, I pray that the study of this word will bring people to salvation, whether they be Jew or Gentile, and you're just one or the other, you're a Jew or a Gentile. And so, Father, that grace that you offer, salvation through your Son, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, is there for all to come and believe and trust in that. So please, dear Lord, I just ask that you'll touch every heart that's listening today. And whatever the need is, that you'll take care of it. But again, that it'll all be to your honor and glory. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we enjoy this scripture verse, it begins here in the 25th verse and says, For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. This mystery. Definition of that word mystery is a hidden purpose or counsel of God. And when it is revealed, is understood by the believer, because the Holy Spirit will show us, and God wants to, as we grow, show us His Word and His way. And Paul here says to the church, I want you to know why Israel has received this blindness. You know why they have received this blindness? Because of unbelief. Why have you not come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and been born again? It's because of unbelief. That's the only sin that is the unpardonable sin, is unbelief. Murder, rape, whatever sin you have committed, drunkenness, whatever you have committed, is wiped clean. But if you do not believe, that is the sin that will put you into the lake of fire for eternity, because you choose. God offers it to you to believe. He sends the Spirit of God to convict your heart. Please that you come by faith to Him. God wants us to know. And it says, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that the blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles is come. There is a time. There is a date there. This mystery. And we need to be careful that we do not become conceited and fall into the same problem. And we have. The church today is dying as the nation of Israel died because of unbelief. Now, there are many Israelites that were saved during Paul's time. Many Israelites have been saved ever since, just by grace during this church age. They have come by faith, not by the means of the Jewish religion and law, but by faith that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary to save them. They believed it, and they're saved. They're born again. You can be born again as well. Now, this fullness of the Gentiles has come. This is the church age. This is a dispensation of grace. And we have some verses of Scripture here that I would like to go through, and we will enjoy them. Some of those we've been through in the past, but it's always good to go through them again. If you've been around very long with me, you'll realize that I do much review so that we can understand and completely know what the Word of God is telling us. And so as we look here at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, 1 Corinthians 12, 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. And that baptized into the Spirit is immersed. We are immersed into the Spirit of God. It's wonderful. He has taken over. He has. We have given our heart to Him, and He begins to rule and to reign, and we need to let Him do so. We are one body, whether Jew or Gentile. So if you're a Jew today, if you're an Israelite today, you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and not hold on to your Jewish ways. Now, you don't need the temple, because you become the temple of God with the Holy Spirit coming to reside in your heart. What a wonderful opportunity to be born again. So please come. And as a Gentile, or all others, whatever their religion, color, creed, whatever it is, you can come too, because this is the church age. This is the dispensation of grace, God's unmerited favor, as He shows us His precious love through His Son, the Lord Jesus. Believe that He died on the cross to save you, and come by faith and be part of this body that 1 Corinthians is talking about. Let's go to Ephesians now, Ephesians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and now we're to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 22 and 23. He hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. You see, the Lord Jesus is the head of this church. I am the pastor of the church, the shepherd. But the Lord Jesus, he is the head of this church. We follow the Lord Jesus. I look to his precious word through the Holy Spirit. He guides, leads, directs me. And then I lead the church. And they have the same opportunity that I have because the Spirit of God lives in the heart of all. There's nothing special. He has called me to be the pastor of this church. And I lead this church, but I lead it by the Spirit of God, directing me to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm following him, as all that are following me should be doing the same. They should be listening to the Spirit of God, being directed by the Spirit of God, and I hope that that is always in the way that I'm going, that they can follow the same way. If I get off path and off the direction that I should be going, if you, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, are following Christ, you'll realize that I have missed the boat. And you can pray for me and you can bring me back. And that's what I pray for, that all believers know the Lord Jesus Christ, that know the Lord Jesus will seek the will of God, and we can walk together in unity. What a wonderful verse of Scripture there, 22 and 23. Now, let's go on to Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll read verses 11 through 13. And here is some things that he has given us. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, and that's actually pastor teachers. And so this is gifts that God has given, and I praise the Lord he has given me this opportunity. And I ask that I do not abuse it, but I bring honor and praise and glory to him. For the purpose is told us in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There'll be a day. And we need to be careful because many today are tossed to and fro because they're not following the Word of God. They're following some man, they're being entertained by him, and they've been lied to in many so-called churches. And look what verse 14, if we just go on. For we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You see, we need to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not go to be entertained. Oh, I love the youth group. I love that church. And oh, he preaches the word. Are you growing closer to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you growing or are you just being entertained? And I need you to answer that question for your behalf, not for mine, but for your behalf. And look at verse 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You see, you're not just supposed to be coming. You're supposed to be serving. You're supposed to be taking the talents that God has given you, whatever part you are. And it says the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. So each one of us have a part in this ministry. We have been given this precious gift of salvation and given the opportunity to take the salvation, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, take this grace to the world. God has given us that opportunity. Don't miss it. Don't just go to church and say you've done your part and go home, and maybe even you work a little around the church, but our responsibility is to take out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our responsibility to serve whatever capacity it is. Don't be a pew warmer. Don't just come to church and people pat you on the back and thank you for coming and, oh, it's wonderful. And then you leave and you come back a week later. That's not what God wants us to do. What God wants us to serve. He wants us to work. We are to be His servants, and it should be a joy for us to serve. And so see that you begin that work if you have not in the past. This fullness of the Gentiles, this dispensation of grace, the church age, it will end when the Lord Jesus returns. But it's not when He returns to earth to plant His feet and the mound will divide. This is a time that He will meet us in the air. We will meet Him in the air. I love that hymn. That the rapture of the church. It's an opportunity when the trump sounds. Every believer will leave this earth, meet Him in the air. Those that have died, went into the ground, they will receive their glorified bodies and come out of that grave, and we will receive our glorified bodies and follow them and meet the Lord Jesus, and He'll take us home. And there are going to be 7 years. It's a marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be a wonderful time for all believers, but it's going to be a most horrible time here upon earth. God will call His own back, the Israel, the Jews. He'll call them back during this tribulation period. And so it's going to be a most horrible time here upon earth, especially the last 3.5 years. But this fullness of the Gentiles, that comes to an end. And God begins to call back Israel, call back His precious, beloved, the nation of Israel. And so as we look now at verse 26 in Romans chapter 11, verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. He's going to call them during this tribulation period, but the climax, a wonderful time is going to come when He returns to earth, and we will be with Him. What an opportunity that will be when we come and return with Him. Now, we also have some verses of Scripture here concerning this 26, and I'm going to go ahead and read 27. For this is my covenant to them when I shall take away their sins. Understand that God's word never goes void. When He says something, it will come to pass. And when it says here, and all Israel shall be saved, that's not any Jews now or in the past. Because, you see, we're in the day of grace, the church age, the dispensation of grace. And so during this time, they must come by faith of the Lord Jesus, just like you need to be saved, just like I was saved. The Spirit of God called me, and I said yes. I said, yes, I'm a sinner, and yes, I need a Savior, and I recognize that Jesus is that precious Savior, and I believed. Now, the unbelief is what's taken the Jews away, and God has put a blindness upon them. God wants us to understand that. That's what's going on with the nation of Israel as far as the nation's concerned. But when this fullness of time has come, He will begin to call them back. And there will be a time, as the Scripture says, all Israel shall be saved. And God's word is true. Let's go back to Isaiah 59. Again, not all Israelites are going to be saved as far as the past is concerned. No, if they died without Jesus, they went to hell. They missed him when he came. He came here just exactly the way he said he was going to come. In the same manner, in the same place, everything was exactly as he said it would be, and yet they missed him. They rejected him. They crucified him. And so Jesus set him aside and opened the door for us. And we have had this wonderful time of grace. And we should be so busy taking out the gospel and telling folks how to be saved. And we'll look here at the scripture Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah 59. And we're going to look at verses 20 and 21. Isaiah 59, 20 and 21. God's word is true. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth forevermore. There's going to be a period of time that nation of Israel, his people, will be saved. Right now they're not. They can come by faith and be saved, just like you and I are saved, come by faith. But there's going to be a calling, a special calling that's coming. Got some more scripture verses here. Psalms 14:7. Wonderful to be able to flip the pages of his precious book. It's a joy to study and to just have fellowship with in his precious word. And you know that I have stayed with the old King James and have not moved and never will. And so please that you return if you have left it. And if your church has left it, that's a sad day, because with it then went the power of God out with it, to where the Spirit of God is no longer convicting hearts. Psalms 14:7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. I'm going to come back here. We're going to go to Jeremiah and some other verses of Scripture. But I want to read to you once again what we're reading here back in Romans chapter 11. For this is my covenant to them, that ye shall take away their sins, as concerning verse 26 and 27. I read 27 first, I'm sorry. Verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. There's going to be a day. There's going to be a day. Let's go to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 31. What a day that'll be. But Israel has missed it. They have missed this opportunity of rejoicing, and have all of multitudes, millions, have been lost and went to hell because they have rejected. But God's word is true. There will be a time when he will return and call the nation of Israel and they will be saved. Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah. Now, according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun from a light by day, and an ordinance of the moon and stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. What a beautiful scripture verse. Let's go back to 34, because that's a wonderful one. They shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. I will forgive their iniquity, and I'll remember their sin no more. That's after those days, is up there in verse 33. After those days. And you see, the fullness of the Gentiles will come. This dispensation of grace, the church age, will end with the rapture of the church and the tribulation begins. And that's when all this starts. And we will enjoy, after that 7 years of tribulation, we will come back down. He will set his kingdom up here upon this earth. And for 1,000 years we'll rule and reign with him. What a wonderful, wonderful day. These scripture verses, as we enjoy them, back in Isaiah, Jeremiah, over in 1 Corinthians, Ephesians. If you'd like to look those up at another time, let me record them for you once again. In the 25th verse, we looked up 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. In Ephesians, we looked up chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and also Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And then we went down and we read through verses 26 and 27 in Romans chapter 11. And then we went back to Isaiah 59 and read verse 20 and 21. And then on to Psalms 14:7 and Jeremiah 31:31 through 35. And then we returned one more time and read Jeremiah 31:34. And now we'll continue and we'll go on to verse 28. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved of the Father's sake. They rejected the gospel, and so they are the enemy. They're lost. They do not know the Lord Jesus. But please realize that there is a remnant, because, but as touching the election, and that is still talking about Israel, there is a remnant that was saved, and they are beloved of the Father's sake. There's always been a remnant of the nation of Israel, period. But there has always been a special group of Israelites that are born again during this church age. There is a remnant, this election, the elect that's here. The election, the elect remnant in that nation is that those whom they count enemies, We do, because many have rejected the gospel. And if they've rejected the gospel, they are an enemy. But they are still the beloved of the Lord because of his promise. Now, again, millions of Israelites, millions of Jews have died and went to hell because they've rejected this gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And that's exactly what will happen to you if you reject the gospel. So I ask you, please, that you would come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the Spirit of God today, through this wonderful word that we have in our hand, to go through, hear the wonderful word. Look at the promises he made to Israel. Israel rejected him, so he set him aside. He opened the door for us. We had an opportunity to be born again. But Israel is still his beloved. And don't think for a minute that Israel is gone and the church has taken their place, because that's not the case. There's going to be a calling again. and that calling again will take place right after the rapture of the church, when the church age, the dispensation of grace is over, the fullness of the Gentiles has come. That's what's going to take place. Now please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?